Henry, let her go.
Stay out of this.
You don't have to do this.
I try not to get too close. The way he looks right now. Like he could do anything in an instant and put her at risk. So far he isn't touching her, but there are bruises on her arm. Fuck.
This is between me and my fiancé.
He hisses. I step closer.
Damn it, Elliot, leave.
I'm not leaving. Not until you free her.
Juliana whimpers. I'm trying hard to stay calm to avoid this from escalating, but he's pushing me.
Henry, is this even worth it? Huh?
I take another step.
Doing drugs and getting yourself high to the point where you want to hurt someone?
You're the reason I'm like this,
he spits.
Everything I do is always overshadowed by you. And now everything is falling apart because of you. Because you couldn't keep your fucking hands off my fiancé.
I am not.
Henry reaches up and squeezes Juliana's cheek, silencing her.
You are my fiancé. You think you're gonna embarrass me and just abandon us like that? I am not leaving until we straighten this fucking shit out. We are getting married whether you want to or not.
Anger flares in Juliana's eyes, and before I can grab Henry, she knees him in the crotch. He stumbles back, clutching himself.
Ugh. You reckless piece of...
I grab his hand, stopping him from backhanding her. Henry shoves me, then punches me in the face.
I told you to stay out of this.
He shoves me again and I realize I'm just a distraction. His real target is Juliana. He lunges for her, but I grab him by the shoulder. He swings at me but misses. I retaliate, punching him in the face just enough to slow him down and then drag him to the floor.
Let me go.
I'm not letting you go until you stop behaving like this.
Henry thrashes beneath me, fists pounding into my arms. But I don't let up. I pin him down.
What is wrong with you? Why are you behaving like this?
His dark, sunken eyes glare back at me. He's been through hell. And now I'm wondering if it's more than just alcohol and cocaine.
Why do you always have to ruin everything for me? You've been a pain in my ass ever since my dad brought you and your fucking...
I slam my fist into his face before he can finish.
You will not talk about our mother like that.
Our mother?
He seethes.
My mother is dead. You and Carla are just placeholders. I never agreed with that shit. But who was I anyway? He didn't even wait a year. And suddenly you two fucking appear to ruin my life.
We've done nothing but love you and your father.
Fuck you. Let me go.
I glance up. Juliana is on the hotel phone. I have no idea who she's calling.
Not until you calm down.
You stole everything from me. And now you want Juliana? She is mine.
She is not something to have or possess, Henry. The fuck is wrong with you?
Get off of me.
What is the real reason behind all this? You were never like this, brother.
I am not your brother.
You are.
I need to speak with Julie.
She doesn't want to talk to you.
She is my fiancé.
She is not. It's over.
How deep and delusional can he really be? Is he mental?
It's not over until I say it's over.
Suddenly the door swings open. Two men burst in with hotel staff. One of them yanks me off Henry. Without hesitation, Henry darts toward Juliana. Juliana grabs the bedside lamp and smashes it against his head. Fuck. Sometimes I try not to overthink things, but when I do, I wonder what would have happened if my mom had never met his dad. It's foolish, but maybe life would have been different, or maybe his father would have found someone else, and the outcome would have been the same. It's been 3 weeks since that night at the hotel, but the memory is still fresh. Henry's now in rehab, nursing 24 stitches to his head. The nightmare didn't end there. A week after being discharged from the hospital and sent to rehab, Henry finally opened up. The truth? He was drowning in debt. He'd gambled away his father's company on a deal that fell through. On top of that, he'd borrowed money from a loan shark. The drugs and alcohol were a mask. Henry owed just over $500,000, not including the company's losses. Marrying Juliana would have saved him since her family had set up a trust fund for her, one she'd never touched. Thankfully, Dad had a contingency fund, as if he knew Henry would one day burn everything down. But even after all of that, the loan sharks came knocking. Henry still owed them money. I dealt with it personally, and hopefully, that's the last of it. Mom and Dad wasn't keen I'd spent that large sum of money, but it was the easiest way to get rid of them. I just hope Henry never gets himself in that kind of trouble again. Juliana filed a restraining order in both cities. She didn't press charges, but the whole thing traumatized her. She didn't mean to hit Henry, but she believed he would have hurt her, and I don't blame her. Now, I'm boarding a flight to go see her. She left the next day without a word, and it's been eating at me. Mom's kept in touch with her, and we've exchanged a few texts, but it's not enough. I need to see her face. I need to know how she really feels. I've taken 2 weeks off work to clear my head. Her parents know I'm visiting, but they didn't tell her. According to her mom, she's staying at the family home while she looks for a new apartment. That gave me pause. She's not coming back to my city. And I don't blame her, not after everything. I walk out of the airport and head straight to my hotel. I unpack and call her, telling her I'm in town. She doesn't sound shocked. She doesn't sound disappointed either. She just sounds normal. Either way, I'm going to see her to patch things over. I settle into the hotel for a few hours, then take my rental car to Juliana's parents' house. She answers the door with a smile. I don't know what it is, but she looks different. Less pale than I remembered. Less restrained. Less unhappy. She opens the door wider and reaches for a hug. I pull her into me tight. I don't want to let go.
Nice to see you,
she finally says, breaking the embrace.
Same here.
Well, don't just stand there. Come on in.
I hand her a small brown bag, a tray of chocolate chip cookies, and a bottle of red wine. She peeks inside and smiles.
You remembered.
Always.
Well, thank you for this gift.
Where's your mom and dad?
Oh, they went out for a walk. They should be back soon.
Oh.
I rubbed the back of my neck.
Speaking of walking, I was thinking we could go for a stroll ourselves in the park.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let me just put these away and get into something a bit more park-friendly, okay?
10 minutes later, we're at the park. Walking, catching up. And by catching up, I mean everything. University, her plans, what she wants next, how she really feels about what happened this past month. She seems hopeful. I don't want to ask about her job interview, but it's like she read my mind.
Well, I passed the interviews. Both of them,
she says casually.
I see.
And I think I'll take the job.
She pauses.
Well, I'm not sure yet. I'm still figuring out things, you know? I'm still in limbo about getting an apartment here.
You spoke with them already? Concerning your thoughts?
Yeah. With everything that happened, I asked for a month to think about it, and they agreed. I'm really shocked by that,
she adds.
I didn't expect them to wait, but if they're willing to wait, maybe it's a sign it's a good place to work. Don't you think?
Yeah, I do.
Actually, up until a few minutes ago, I was unsure. But now that we've talked, I think I've made up my mind.
She has no idea how much that means to me. She's not letting Henry dictate her future. And damn it, I'm proud of her.
So, I'm gonna have to look for an apartment back in the city.
Good,
I reply, a little too quickly.
I can help you look for one.
She smiles.
Well, I've got about 2.5 weeks to figure it out.
Then I guess we better get to work.
She chuckles. Then, after a beat.
How's Henry?
Henry's hanging in. You know how withdrawals can be in rehab.
Yeah, I know. Let's just hope he gets the help he needs.
We stop at a food truck, the scent of grilled things and sugar in the air.
You want anything? Ice cream?
Cotton candy would be fine.
I smile.
You haven't changed much, have you?
I just love cotton candy.
Fine.
We spend the rest of the evening walking through the park, taking in the quiet, the fading sun, the stillness between us. It's perfect. No Henry, no tension. No one to pull her away, just us, and the park. As we make our way back to the car, she glances over.
So, how long are you here for?
2 weeks.
Oh, that's long.
She grins.
So, how exactly are you going to find me an apartment in the 2 weeks you're here?
I have my ways. And besides, I haven't taken a real vacation in a while. I'm going to enjoy every bit of it.
She nudges me gently.
Maybe I should enjoy it with you too.
When we arrive back at her house, I greet her parents with big hugs. It's been a while since I've seen them, but they look exactly the same. They haven't aged a day. They beg me to stay for dinner, of course they do. And I would have stayed if I didn't get an emergency call from a previous client. There's a major issue with one of the games I worked on. Something I'm directly responsible for, I can't ignore it. I know it's my vacation, but when something is mine to fix, I fix it. Juliana looks disappointed, sad even. But I tell her I'll make it up to her. And I mean it. Unfortunately, the problem with the game was bigger than I thought. I had to pull out all my equipment and stay up all night. Actually, 2 nights. I don't finish until 2 days later, around 4 p.m. Exhausted? Yeah. But relieved that I finally have time to make it up to Jules. I kept in touch throughout, sending her updates, letting her know I haven't disappeared. And when I finally message her to say I'm done, she calls me almost immediately.
I want to cook something for you,
she says. I blink, surprised. She wants to cook for me? I feel like it should be the other way around. After everything, I should be doing something for her. But Juliana insists. And somehow, I can't tell that woman no. Later that evening, I show up at Juliana's doorstep, this time with 2 bags of cotton candy from the food truck. She opens the door with a grin the second she sees me holding them.
You're unserious,
she says, laughing as I hand one over.
You said you loved it. I aim to please.
As I step inside, I glance around.
No parents?
She shakes her head.
It's my mom's birthday tomorrow. My dad rented a boat to take her on a tour. Left yesterday. They'll be back in about 3 or 4 days.
Nice. That sounds like something your dad would do.
She smiles.
He's always had a thing for charming surprises.
So, I guess it's just the two of us?
Yep, it is. Wait, is that a bad thing?
No, it's not. What?
Nothing.
Juliana opens one of the cotton candy and stuffs it in her mouth.
You're gonna get me fat.
You? Fat? Never. And even if you did gain some, you would still be perfect.
She scoffs. She walks toward the kitchen, barefoot and comfortable, and I follow.
So, what's for dinner?
Chicken Alfredo,
she says over her shoulder, already moving like she's in her element.
Well, you certainly didn't wait.
I didn't want you to help,
she teases.
This is my thing tonight. The only thing you're going to help me with is tasting.
Tasting, huh?
Yeah.
She grabs a wooden spoon and dips it into the creamy sauce. She gives it a small taste, then offers it to me. I take a taste.
That's actually really good.
You're such a bad liar.
No, really, Master Chef. Or maybe it's just better because you tasted it first.
She squints, eyes narrowing playfully.
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
I shrug, setting the spoon down.
Nothing.
Elliot.
What?
She shakes her head.
I thought so.
She smiles. Juliana reaches up into the cupboard, and I step in to help her take out 2 plates.
You know, you've always been a cryptic person.
Really?
Yeah. I remember from the very first time we met. You were always like this.
Like how?
you say or do things, and then you just dismiss them, like they don't matter, like they shouldn't happen or shouldn't be said, or I don't know.
I shake my head, smiling.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Jewel.
She gives me a look.
Like that day we first met, after the boat trip, just before we all went our separate ways. You picked a flower. It was small, yellow, with white at the tips. You stuck it in my hair and said it matched my essence, and that I should always wear it.
Her voice softens.
And then you just walked off, like it meant nothing.
I stay quiet for a moment too long, because I remember that flower. I remember everything about that day. What she doesn't know is, I think I fell in love with her that day, but I was the older one, and she was Henry's age. And Henry, he had liked her too. He'd said it out loud, claimed it first. They started talking more during the boat ride, and I let it happen. I didn't want Henry thinking I had feelings for her, especially after he made his interest known. So I stepped back. But when I saw that flower, small, soft, yellow with white tips, it reminded me of her. Sweet, yet simple. A rare, quiet sunshine. So I gave it to her. And that was that. Because in my mind, she already belonged to him. I shrug, unsure how to answer. But she keeps going.
And that time, when you were leaving for college...
I glance at her.
I was at your house. You were packing. You passed me in the hallway and said, if only our timelines were different.
Her voice dips.
I wasn't sure if you meant me. And when I asked what that meant, you ignored me completely.
She lets out a soft breath.
I didn't know if you were talking to me or just thinking out loud. But it sounded like you were trying to tell me something.
Juliana.
She moves before I can finish.
Forget about it.
She then gathers the plates, shares out the food, and walks toward the dining table.
I just feel like...
She adds, setting the plates down.
You've been hiding in the shadows because of Henry.
She sits, but her eyes are steady on mine.
And I hate it. I hate how you had to walk on eggshells because of his insecurities. I liked you, Elliot. I liked you from the first day we met. And I've never stopped liking you.
My chest tightens.
It was only because Henry had the balls to say something, and you didn't have the mind to tell me how you felt, that I went with him. And now...
She looks away, swallowing hard.
Now I'm paying for it. I'm alone. And I've got the mental scars and regret. Because I chose someone else just to spite you.
I stand slowly.
Juliana, don't blame yourself because of what Henry did. You chose what felt right at the time. But you're not alone. I'm here. I'm right here with you.
She stares at me, eyes glinting with something sharper than hurt.
You're here, but I feel like I'm with a ghost, because you can never be real with me.
What do you want me to say?
She slams her fist against the table, hard.
Damn it, Elliot. Be real. Be fucking real with me. Henry and I are over, so what's the real reason you're here? And don't tell me to check in. Tell me the truth.
Her voice echoes in the silence between us. So does the truth. I stare at her, jaw clenched, heart pounding.
The real reason I'm here is because I love you.
Her eyes widen slightly, but I don't stop.
I've loved you since that first day on the dock, when you smiled without trying, when you laughed like a kid dancing in endless bubbles.
I move around the table, closing the space between us.
I buried it. I buried everything I felt because Henry wanted you. And I thought stepping back was the right thing to do. I thought I was protecting him. I thought I was doing the mature thing. But the truth is, every moment I've spent pretending I didn't feel anything for you, it's been hell.
She doesn't say anything. Her breathing is shallow. Her fingers are trembling.
I came here thinking I could just check on you. Be a friend. Do the right thing again. But the second I saw you open that door, I knew.
I take one more step forward.
I'm still in love with you, Juliana. I never stopped.
Juliana shoots up from her seat and crosses the space between us in two swift steps. She grabs my face, firm, desperate, and kisses me. It's not soft. It's not shy. It's every unsaid word, every missed moment, every buried feeling, crashing into me all at once. Her lips are warm, urgent, tasting like frustration and longing. I freeze for a second, startled by the force of it, and then I melt into her. My hands find her waist, pulling her closer. I feel her fingers slip into my hair, her breath stuttering against my mouth. We kiss like time owes us, like we're owed every second we lost pretending. When we finally pull back, we're both breathless. Her forehead rests against mine.
I've waited so long to do that,
she whispers. I close my eyes.
So have I.
We both glance at the food sitting on the table and then burst into laughter. Because honestly, that's the last thing on our minds right now. I don't want to rush things, but yet, I actually do. Still, somewhere deep down, I fear that holding back, again, might cost me more than I'm willing to lose. So I lean in and press another kiss to her lips. Slower this time. Intentional. She lets out a soft moan against my mouth, and it sends a wave of heat straight through me.
Maybe,
I whisper,
we should finish eating first.
She smiles, breathless.
Then I'll eat fast.
I laugh, shaking my head.
Of course you will, but I want to enjoy this lovely meal you've made me.
She sighs with defeat.
All right, fine.
Even after we finish eating, it's not about sex. It's about something deeper. Companionship. Embracing this thing we've buried for far too long. We sit on the couch, wrapped up in each other, just cuddling in silence for a while. Her head rests against my chest. My hand strokes her cheek gently. And for the first time in forever, I feel at peace. Eventually, we start kissing again. Slowly at first. Then with more urgency. Juliana kisses me like I might disappear. Like I might change my mind. So I pull back just enough to look her in the eyes.
I'm not going anywhere.
She blinks, searching my face.
I want this. Whatever this is between us. I want it to be real. I want a relationship with you, Juliana. I want to be with you. As long as you'll have me.
She exhales a sharp breath.
I want you too, Elliot.
But then her brows knit.
How are we going to explain this?
They know.
Her eyes widen.
What?
My mom's known for a long time. And your parents too. I don't think they ever really wanted Henry for you. It was just easier that way. Simpler.
Juliana sits up a little straighter, the weight of those words sinking in.
I'm going to do right by you, Julie.
I say softly.
I'm not going to be another Henry.
I know you're not Henry. You've never been like him.
She pauses.
It's just, I wish you'd spoken up when you had the chance.
I reach up and gently brush away the tear sliding down her cheek. Then I kiss her, slow and sweetly.
I love you,
I whisper.
And I'm here now.
I love you too.
Juliana stands slowly, her eyes never leaving mine, and slides her cotton pants down her legs. She steps out of them, then moves toward me, unbuckling my belt with long, tender fingers.
I want to feel you inside me.
I take a deep breath, trying to stay in control, but the moment is already claiming me. I run my palm down her waist, along her warm, soft skin, and stop at her thighs. I lift my hips as she slips the rest of my pants off, and exhale. Juliana climbs into my lap, straddling me, her thighs firm against my sides. She moans softly as she tugs her panties to the side and sinks down onto me, slow and tantalizing deep, her breath catching in my ear as her body wraps around mine. She buries her face into my neck, gasping, and I can feel the heat of her breath, the tension in her spine as she moves, grinding into me like she knows exactly how to undo me. I reach for her top and pull it over her head in one fluid motion, baring her completely. One of her bra straps slips down her arm, and I undo the rest. She's all curves and shadows and want. She leans back just enough to watch me watching her. The way she moves, it's art, it's pure emotion. Everything melts away. The room, the past, the pain. There's only her and me, and this. She presses her hips down harder and I groan beneath her, tugging on her ponytail. I can feel it coming, like a wave crashing into the shore. And I try to hold on, but she rides me like she's chasing a thief.
Fuck.
I breathe, grabbing her by the waist. I flip her onto her back, pinning her against the cushions. Her eyes widen, lips parting. I hover over her, then thrust back inside. She gasps, loud and full, clutching at my back, her nails scraping down my spine. The pace builds. Her name spills out of my mouth like a prayer. I lean in, bury my face in her neck, inhaling her sweet scent.
Fuck.
And when my lips touch hers again with feral yearning, I break. We lie tangled together on the couch, wrapped in a silence that doesn't need to be filled. My hand moves through her hair, smoothing it back from her face as I press a soft kiss to her temple. We don't speak, just skin on skin, heartbeats, and the warmth of two people who finally stop pretending. Juliana sighs with contentment. I close my eyes, breathing her in. And for the first time since all this began, I feel at home.
You have met the end of My Brother's Girlfriend, Part 3. This is the final installment. So stay tuned for a new episode. Don't forget that Kamaya's Closet is on TikTok and YouTube. You can search Kamaya Sloan on both apps. Your follow would mean a lot to me and help grow my community. Thanks for being awesome. See you in the next episode. Bye.